Cotton artist Alva Blacker would have been 110 this year. She devoted her life to the RAF and donated the proceeds of her painting exhibitions to the Air Force's Benevolent Fund. After serving as a sergeant in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, she turned to the art world, making friends with Dame Lillian Bayliss and Dame Sybil Thorndike. How wonderful. Well, now her great niece, Rebecca Thomas, is making it her life's goal to uncover further clues to ensure Alva's legacy and continue her charitable work. And I am so pleased to say that Rebecca Jones joins us. Rebecca Jones or Rebecca Thomas? So sorry.
Jones.
Jones. I don't know why I called you Rebecca Thomas. Rebecca, welcome. Can I ask you to move right in? Lovely.
Okay.
Thank you. When you came in, I said, I love your great aunt's work.
It's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely wonderful. And I didn't know what to expect, really. You know, Second World War paintings, I wasn't quite sure, really, what they were going to be. Tell us, I mean, have you grown up with them on your walls?
Unfortunately, not the RAF ones. Many of her travelling art, absolutely, and we own some, but all the RAF ones are owned by the RAF. Alva herself found them in her attic back in 1974, quite by accident, and donated them to the RAF. And they have been, you know, exhibiting them, and they are on the, online on their website.
Thank goodness that they are exhibiting. They're not put stored away somewhere, because these are so good, they should be out there.
They certainly should. They are in their archives collection at the moment, because the exhibition isn't running physically anymore, but I would love to be able to get that back up again.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's time that her work was re-exhibited.
Well, if people are listening to us, because people listen all over the world online and also in London online, please have a look. Search on Alva Blacker, because you will just be drawn in. Especially, I loved her paintings at Biggin Hill.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Well, it's the mood of the place and the people and their stance, what they're wearing and their body shape and everything, which is something in the past. She got every single detail right.
She absolutely did. And what I find so amazing is she wasn't actually an official war artist. All her military portraits were done in her own time while she was serving at Biggin Hill. And so there are these other war artists who are known and celebrated, yet Alva's collection is actually the largest of its kind known worldwide. And I feel, especially in this day and age with the Women in the Arts campaigns out there, it's now time to get her, you know, make awareness of her again.
I absolutely agree. Let's talk a little bit about her, because you met her. I mean, she was around when you were a child.
She was around when I was a child, and I absolutely met her, but don't remember. My first ever memory of her was when we cleared her house after she died, which is, to this day, I remember vividly. And it's obviously something that I've carried with me my whole life, because it was such a strange day and a strange experience to be there at that age.
How interesting. So when she was in the Royal Auxiliary, was she recognised as an artist? I mean, was she painting as a hobby, or how did it start?
Well, she was forced into photography, which was her family's business, but she always wanted to paint, so she studied part-time in the evenings and didn't then go to the Slade School of Art until she was about 24. She graduated, in fact, she might even have been a bit older than that. She graduated and then, of course, had to go straight into the WAF. So that was where, I believe, she then perfected her skills that she'd learnt at the Slade, and it was her sort of hobby. But yes, they did sort of know of her art, because actually, I think it's quite funny, when she joined, somebody somewhere heard of her talent and made her paint all the number plates on all the vehicles.
You're kidding.
It's ridiculous,
so
isn't it?
I mean, when you think, but also, did they say paint what you know? I mean, because she was painting, like, my favourite one, I think, is Off Duty Biggin Hill, where they're all sitting, one guy's got his brogues, you know, his well-shone leather shoes up on the table, and they're having a cup of tea, and as I say, every single detail is so informative. Did she think, well, I'm here, so I'll just paint what I know?
I think that's exactly it. And also, she, as much as she enjoyed the company of others, she was a shy person, and it was her way of actually being socially involved without having to be socially involved, if that makes sense. So instead of going to the bar in the evening, she could watch and paint them and then and chat through her art. It was a way for her to connect with people.
And she was quite... She rode a motorbike, didn't she?
Oh, she did, yes.
So was she considered quite eccentric?
Oh, absolutely.
Was she married?
No, she never married. I think she was quite a Marmite character and just fiercely independent. But she did have love, and which is a chapter of her life I'm trying to explore at the moment.
Oh, go on. How are you finding all this out?
Gosh, well, I was in my mother's attic about 6 months ago.
Is your mother still alive?
Yes, she is. And I can't remember what I was looking...
So was she your aunt? Was she your mother's... Was she your grandmother's sister?
No, she was my father's aunt.
Right, okay.
So that side. And while I was in my mum's attic, I found these two enormous boxes just full of Elva and her life.
This is why we must never throw anything away.
We must never throw anything away.
What are you handing me? Oh, my goodness. Show this to me. Go on. Thank you.
These are part of the things I found in the boxes. They're exhibition catalogues. And as you can see, there's about 350 paintings there. And I don't know where in the world they are.
Well, one looks like it's in India, because I was looking at some of her other work online, and there are beautiful Indian women, really, portraits.
Yes.
And this is a tiny little boy. How gorgeous is he? And I would imagine that's Days of the Raj, wouldn't you?
I would say so, yes.
And it's, but it's numbered. It's oil portraits. Tunku Sheila, kindly lent. Air Marshal, the Air of Bandon. Gosh. Oil landscapes. Telok Bahang fishing village in Penang. Oh, I'd love to see that. Penang. Kuala Lumpur. Bangkok. Kuala Lumpur. She was prolific.
She was.
A Sikh at his petrol stand. Have you got all these? No.
No.
Where are they?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Jo. I think it's important to centralise.
Monochrome portraits. John Harvey, yep. The controller of the household, kindly lent. Gentleman from Finland, Indian with his dog, an Irish lass.
Indeed. Very random.
Where are they? And then you've got... now, what do you call it when the what's this?
He's the mayor. That's the mayor, I believe, of Carshalton and Cheam.
But these are in oil and watercolour, I think.
Yes, she was. That's amazing. She was so skilled. She did watercolours, oils, you know.
And who are these wonderful women at the piano? Frances Knowles and Elizabeth Sutcliffe.
Exactly.
At the piano, about to play. One is turning the pages. See, I love her stuff. I really love it. Who's Griffith Jones?
Well, I believe he's probably an actor. He was from her sort of time doing lots of theatrical studies. She was prolific in sort of theatre land. It was that she did photography to
support her. Well, she knew them all. She's
studies.
Got Bernard Shaw here.
Yeah, she was good pals with him.
Really? So he would have sat for her then?
Yep.
I want to see pictures like Ruth dressing or... Oh, no, that's Ruth drumming. Sorry. Yeah. but there's also the red jumper. I mean, these her work. See, it's not just forces. It's in the parlour.
Yeah,
it's quite domestic, and it's all over the world.
All over the world. She went all over the world. She went away for 1 month and came back 3.5 years later, and had some ridiculously exciting experiences while she was away.
And do you know her signature is just like Enid Blyton's?
I hadn't actually made that connection.
Remember,
no.
Did you read Enid Blyton? Enid Blyton's original book. She would always sign the cover. You know, it was printed, obviously, but it's just like Elva's.
It is.
So what happened to Elva?
Well, after her demobbing, she did UK tours and furthered her skill, and then travelled all around the world, painting her way around the world, hand-to-mouth sort of thing. And one particular... I just love this story. One day, she was in the hills of Malaysia, and she did a little sketch of a little girl and gave the sketch to the little girl as a way of marketing herself, and the little girl turned out to be the daughter of a palace aide for the first ever Yang de Pechuan Agong of Malaysia, which means King of Malaysia. He sent out a search party, go find this artist, and she went and spent Christmas with the royal family painting their portraits.
No.
Most ridiculous, random, exciting thing to happen.
And also in those days, things like that just didn't happen.
They didn't.
The practicalities of it would have made it almost impossible for
and
things like
single
that
women who didn't travel like she did.
So what, at the moment, you are gathering stuff. And I suppose you'd love to know if anyone listening...
Oh, I'd love.
Knew. So Elva Blacker, where was she last living? Sutton?
Yep, she lived in Sutton. She was born and died in Sutton, yep.
I was filming in Sutton last week.
No.
Do you live in Sutton?
No, I live in Leicester.
Ah, because there's... I don't know if you know this. The First World War veterans that came back were given land to farm in Sutton. It's still there. Did you know this?
I didn't.
Have you ever seen the black weatherboard houses that are all painted black?
Yeah.
It's that. That's the estate. They go for millions now, but they were originally for First World War veterans. I wonder if she painted round there, if she painted anywhere.
She would have definitely have painted
my
around
goodness.
There, I'm sure of it. She painted everywhere.
So if anyone has any details, any more details about Elva Blacker, she was last known then in Sutton.
Yes.
Living where? On her own?
Yes, she lived in her family home where she was born, right up until she died. And yes, she was the last one standing, I suppose, in the house.
And if anyone wants to have a look at her work, how can they look at it for themselves?
They can go on to the RAF sites, obviously, to see the RAF Museum work. I have a website which I'm developing at the moment called chasingelva.com. But most importantly, I've set up a tribute page with the RAF Benevolent Fund where people can donate to the RAF, leave any information that they may have about Elva so that I can contact them, raise money as I go, find out everything I can about her, where her work is, and get some sort of centralised, I don't know what the word is, central location for all her work.
Because
that would be amazing.
There is so much of her work. Well, you've just handed me here. What else was in the boxes in your mum's roof?
Oh, photographs and catalogues.
Because she was prolific.
She was prolific.
Wasn't she? So the work must be everywhere. Did she sign it?
Yep, absolutely. She did.
So you've got here, in 1946, Elva was charging 30 guineas for an oil painting, 5 to 8 guineas for a watercolour, or 8 guineas for a miniature.
That's right.
That's not bad, is it? When you think how long it would have taken her to do all this.
Well, actually, I think she was quite quick.
Was she?
Yes.
So if was she signing in the corner, or was she signing on the back? If people have any paintings, they see the name Elva.
The ones I've seen are on the bottom right or bottom left, and often with DFA as well, written as well.
Now, there's a picture here. Pilots being interrogated in the intelligence department at Biggin Hill. In the foreground... Oh, I see. Is that Elva?
That is Elva meeting the Queen Mother.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, she was actually quite well known in her time. And my father always said that she was born before her time. And I just think it's really important to make her time.
Yes, I think.
Now.
And when I butted in, as usual, who was she in love with? Did she have lots of lovers?
I don't know how many. I know she had one, certainly towards the end of her life. I know his name, but I think he must have been quite important because I cannot find information about him.
Are we allowed to name him, or is that...
I don't know. I'm too scared to.
Oh, right. No. Well, if you're him or... No, you won't be alive. But if you are the son of someone who had a dalliance with Elva...
I definitely want to hear from them.
Yeah, I do as well. So just email me, joanne.good@bbc.co.uk. I've really enjoyed meeting you, Rebecca Jones.
I've loved being here. Thank you so much,
Thank you so much. And let's see what happens. You never know. Radio,
never know.
Live radio, very organic.